This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, let's touch the table on some football with a little fact or fiction, please.
I enjoy Rico's segment so much that I stole it from him. Well, just for today.
Okay.
Fact or fiction. First one, did we crown C.J. Stroud too soon?
Yes, I'm guilty. Anytime somebody walks into the league and performs the way he does, you think it's just going to be linear. But I should have known better because I'm the jackass who's always like, development isn't linear. And he took a huge step back last year. He just did. So I will say guilty as charged. Yes.
I'm going to say fiction. I think that he lost a lot of receivers. And things just got very difficult for him, especially by the end of the year. He just didn't have any targets. Tank Dell will be back tomorrow, though, I heard.
Fact or fiction. Tank Dell will return in 3 weeks. So I'm sorry. Fact or fiction. The Dolphins have more than a Tua problem.
Oh, 100%.
That's fact.
Stephen Ross is an awful owner. Instability in that front office for years on end. And a roster that is really poorly constructed. I mean, they have some sizzle, but they lack stake. And they've just put their money in the wrong places. So I'm going to say, yeah, top down. You can't be that bad of an organization without saying that you have a bad owner.
Yeah. I mean, I would even go before the days of Ross. I mean, they've always been sizzle, no steak. I mean, going back to the days of Dan Marino, you were like, guys, if you ever got a running back, you'd be a pretty good team. Nah, don't need it. It's like they are operating in their own world, and they just feel like, well, because we play down in the sunshine, this is going to be the greatest place ever, and we host Super Bowls. But the team, it underwhelms every year, David.
Fact or fiction, it will take at least 2 years for Travis Hunter to become a player of impact for the Jags.
Damn well better not, or everyone's going to be out of a job. I'll say fiction. I mean, if you want to say a two-way impact, maybe. But he's either got the chops to play corner or not, and you know right away with those if you're taking that high. Agree?
I agree with you, but I'm going to say, you're saying fact or fake, it's going to take 2 years. Dave, I'm going to say that's a fact because I don't think they're going to start him off at corner. I think that Trevor Lawrence is going to walk in the room and demand, I need him as a wide receiver, and not to say he's going to waste a year, but it won't get that development he needs as a corner.
You didn't see this? He's already got the two jersey numbers. He's going to wear like 12 on defense and 21 on offense.
Just turn it inside out.
I'm not I'm being serious.
Are you serious?
Yes. They're playing him day one, two-way. Oh, they didn't. Listen, Justin Timberlake, their GM, did not trade all those picks for him. Oh, no, he going to play. Okay. Buckle up.
That's why I say two years. They're going to stop the game so he could change jerseys.
I'm just telling you how it's going
to
go.
You know how difficult those jerseys are to get on and off? Good luck with that.
Fact or fiction, the Rams are the best team in the NFC West.
I'm going to say fact. I don't buy Rico's team anymore. So I'll say fact. He'll say fiction.
I'm going to say fiction, David. I'm going to give it one last run. Reading the reports, I think it'll come down between the Rams and the Niners. If the NFL is smart, they would make that like the final game of the year. Winner, kind of like the Lions-Vikings last year. I like Stafford. I'm just not sold on Stafford.
We've had an offseason full of Bengals news. They've re-signed a bunch of players, and they still have the Trey Hendrickson problem. So, fact or fiction, Trey Hendrickson will not play in the NFL this season.
I'm going to say fiction. I think on principle's sake, it sounds good to say I'm going to miss training camp. I'm not going to be there in the summer. But once you start missing game checks, things hit a little harder. You start missing game checks, and now the family starts saying, hey, Dad, can we do this? Well, no, because Dad's not making any money right now. So I think that he may sit out the entire summer camp. But I think, and maybe even a game or two, but after that, David, he's going to come back and play reluctantly, but I think he'll play.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Damn it, he's right. He said everything.
Vacuum sealer.
Vacuum sealer.
All right, next one. This one's for the Bears here. Rookies, comparing the rookies. Luther Burton will have a more immediate impact for the Bears offense than their first-round pick, Colston Loveland.
Everything with Luther's attitude. Look, I think the way Ben Johnson schemes it up and the way that offense is going to work, the Sam Laporta rookie year comp, I'll say fiction. I still think Loveland, provided he's healthy, will have the bigger impact. Luther Burden's got to prove he's a professional because he went from being a top 10 overall pick to just detonating his draft stock because he acted like a bleep hole at Mizzou this last year.
I'm going to say fiction as well, David, because there's a lot of comparables. Mike talked about Laporta rookie year. And with Luther Burden, does it sound like a certain wide receiver we have here? Took him a couple years before he finally became that guy.
And that's why I was asking, because of the speed factor, but the other factor could be.
It took, you know, he was suspended, he was hurt, he was this, he was that. And then finally it worked out. And then I think, too, that they already have receivers there. You got Odunze, but Loveland, I think, that's going to be Ben Johnson's toy. And for those who do the fantasy stuff, you probably want to draft him because I think he's going to see a lot of balls thrown his way.
The New York Jets have a new quarterback. So Justin Fields, fact or fiction, will play well enough to get a Sam Darnold-like contract extension.
Wow. I'm going to say fiction. I know this is Rico's dying love. This is Titanic. This is Rose and DiCaprio in the water. You take it away with Fields. I'm done.
David, I'm going to say yes, because if it doesn't work here, then Mike was right the whole time, and I was wrong. I backed the wrong horse. I think he's going to have every opportunity there because he's not going to have any competition, and he's going to have that little bit of a honeymoon period as well that I don't think the Jets fans are going to be expecting Super Bowl right now. New coach, new quarterback. Can we be decent? Can we compete and be competitive? If he does, I don't know if he's going to have the 14-3 year like Sam Darnold. I think that, you won't see again, but I think he can get the second contract.
This is NFL overall. We have, it feels like, 50 games overseas this season. A significant injury will happen to a star, and the NFL will back away from international games in the future.
Fiction. Significant injury happened day first game in Brazil. Pretty much tanked the Packers' season. Jordan Love was never right last year after that game. And I think it happened like on like the final or one of the last plays of the game, and they're still doing it. So the money is there. The NFL is next man up. Okay, find another quarterback or find another star player. But so long as the money is there to go overseas and play, I don't see them ever backing down.
I mean, there's nothing to add. Rico, vacuum sealer. He wins. It's true. Everything he said is true. What the hell am I going to say?
I mean, if you ever were going to do that, David, last year was the case where that field was horrible. They shouldn't have been. I mean, remember, they were even talking about, well, you know, you can't wear green because that may be some colors and it may cause violence.
Yeah, some issue, yeah.
So what do? You put two teams who wear green in a game where you're not supposed to be wearing green.
Whoops.
NFL doesn't care.
That is your NFL fact or fiction.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.